From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A ceasefire in Syria hangs by a thread. The Syrian opposition is accusing the government in Damascus and its ally Russia of destroying a tenuous ceasefire by bombing civilians and hospitals in northern Syria. Monitors and activists say at least 60 people have been killed in airstrikes on Aleppo in the last 24 hours. The UN's Syria envoy, Stefan de Mistura, says he plans to hold another round of peace talks next month.
And I know that both the Russian Federation and the U.S. are talking among themselves on how to salvage what has been actually a remarkable success but needs to be sustained. It will not be difficult for everyone to come back around the table.
De Mistura made the comments Thursday after briefing the UN Security Council on the talks. He said the discussions had gained some ground despite escalating violence in Syria. North Korea has attempted unsuccessfully to launch two suspected powerful intermediate-range missiles Thursday, according to South Korean defense officials. North Korea has isolated itself from its closest ally of China as it continues its pursuit of nuclear and long-range weapons. Jonathan Miller is the East Asia Fellow at the East-West Institute.
I would say one word, obviously complicated, in the sense that China's in a tough spot. They're in a very tough spot.
The launches were believed to be the second and third attempted tests of the new missiles that could one day be capable of reaching far-off U.S. military bases in Asia and the Pacific. U.S. stocks are mixed in midday trading today. You're listening to VOA News.